Friends in Christ, there's a short story written by the Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy called The Death of Ivan Ilyich. It tells the story of a man in his middle ages who just discovers that he has a terminal illness. And most of the story is about him trying to come to terms with that reality. And he spends most of the story trying to deny it. It's a difficult thing for him to face. But in the beginning of the story, he's reminiscing about his graduation from law school. And one of the gifts that he received was from his father. It was a pocket watch that had a medallion that was attached to it with the words Respice Finem, Latin for regard the end. And so it was there as a memento mori, a remembrance of death, that just as the hands of time move inexorably forward, even so we are moving towards our final end. And it's important to remember that. Now, ironically, in the story, the hands on the watch have stopped moving. They're broken. And so it is that he's not heeding that adage, Respice Finem. We have come to the end of the church's liturgical life in ordinary time. So these last couple of weeks of ordinary time before we enter a new season at Advent are always a time when the church reflects on what's called the last things. Traditionally, there are four of them: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And all four of them are present in the sacred scriptures we listen to for this weekend. So beginning with death, St. Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica. And 1 Thessalonians is one of the first letters we have in the entire New Testament. It's very early on in the church's life. And they're facing a problem that they thought Christ was coming during their lifetime. And yet he still hasn't come. And many of them had died. Good men and women. And so the fear was that when Christ came back, they could be forgotten. Some were concerned and worried that they would be lost. And St. Paul says, I tell you that those who have fallen asleep, he borrows a phrase from Christ in the Gospel of St. John. When Jesus says of Lazarus, he's not dead, he's asleep. Those who have fallen asleep, in other words, those whom God can wake, he says, they will rise first. And then we, if we remain at the second coming, will be united to them in Christ. By no means had they been forgotten. The meaning of death for us is that we can be awoken and rise again with Christ. Which brings us to the judgment. We believe two things in the Christian faith from sacred scripture, importantly about the judgment. The first one is that there is a general judgment. At the end of all things, in Matthew chapter 25, we're told that Jesus will sit on his glorious throne and separate the sheep from the goats, that those on his right will go on to everlasting glory, but the others will go on to everlasting condemnation, the general judgment. Secondly, we believe in a particular judgment, which happens not at the end of time, but at the end of one's life, immediately upon death. We will know whether we're going to heaven or whether we have lost eternal salvation. We will know in that moment. That is the particular judgment. Importantly, St. John of the Cross, great mystic and doctor of the church for the spiritual life, says, in the twilight of life, we will be judged by love, How important is that? In the twilight of life, the end of our lives will be judged by how we loved God, how devoted we were, what we did with our time, how we loved our neighbor, the poor, the weak, the vulnerable. Importantly, we'll also be judged by the one who is love, the one who suffered for us, the one who died for us, the one who is so ready and willing to forgive us every moment of our lives, how important we seek an intimate relationship with him. Which brings us to the final two, heaven and hell, that we find in the parable this weekend, the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. That is the most important part of the parable, not the oil, not the fact that they fell asleep and had to be awoken. The fact that heaven is a meeting with the bridegroom. Jesus is saying that eternal life, the life of heaven, is a wedding banquet. St. John the Evangelist, in the book of Revelation, describes heaven as the wedding banquet of the Lamb, that the Lamb will be wedded to his bride, the church, for all eternity. And here at every Mass, we celebrate a foretaste of that reality. The Lamb of God comes here to us, he who gives his body and blood on the cross for our salvation, gives us his body and blood in the blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. He says, wed yourself to me, receive me, be united to me, and dwell with me, abide in me, remain in me. This is the foretaste of eternal life with God. And yet, tragically, in the parable, five of them do not participate in that banquet. They ask for more oil, and they're told, we can't give you it, which seems unchristian. But the oil that they're lacking represents the charity of the Christian life. It represents the life of virtue, a life of prayer, a relationship with God. You can't give to another person that relationship, that charity, those works, that virtue, that we have to cultivate our own relationship with God, or not. It is possible to reject that intimacy that Christ is calling us to. We're told in the gospel the door was locked. And some of the saddest words we hear in sacred scripture, I do not know you. How is that possible? That the Son of God could not know someone. Well, obviously he knows them. He created them. The meaning is that they wouldn't let themselves be known. They wouldn't let him enter into an intimate relationship with them. It is possible to reject a relationship with God. It is possible not to let God know you. That would be the greatest tragedy of life. The great French novelist, Léon Bloy, says there's only one sadness, only one failure, only one great tragedy. It's not to become a saint. That we have the capacity to have new life in God, here and for all eternity. How are we regarding that reality in our own lives this week? We pray, O God, help us to regard the end, to spend our lives attentively fixed on you, our divine bridegroom, that we may follow you with great love in this life and spend all eternity with you.